My name is Tanya Souther, and I'm reading My Gossip Nose by Margaret Page Hood. I often stroll along at night to let my nose take its delight and tell me things I like to know. For instance, here the wild grapes grow, and at the bottom of this slope, Jess Logan's raising cantaloupe. Slim Wilson's young alfalfa's fine, its heady blooms as sweet as wine. And close to Mrs. Wiggins's gate, her heliotrope is blooming late. Here's old man Tuttle burning trash. Mosquito bites give him a rash. Ben Harvey must have caught some trout. There's smell of frying fish about. And Susie Allen's waiting in the lane to meet that no-good Sam again. She always uses store scent, though goodness knows it isn't meant for summer nights like these, with Earth's own odors on the breeze. Poor Mrs. Luke. Her work is never through. She's baking bread, and there are few these days who have to bake with wood. But then, the things that woman stood. Dear me, there must have been a skunk pass here, and Tuttle's chicken farm so near. I hope it hasn't done much harm, for Tuttle's been unlucky on that farm. But now the air is growing chill, and from the river pale and still, there rises a smell of rotting weed, an acrid tang of marshy reed. I shiver in the lonely gloam, and turn my gossip nose towards home.